My question, good or bad, what's the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dell. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola. So, Dell, what happened to your junk?
Man, I'll tell you what. I was about 12 years old, so it pretty much just dropped. And I was a pitcher in minor leagues. My brother, who's 9 years older than me, and I decided to go down to the baseball field, and he wanted to try to hit left-handed. So I got up on the mound, and I just gave him this sweet pitch, and he hit it, and it hit me square in my junk. It sat there for about 2 seconds, and then I stood there for about 4 seconds and fell down, and he started busting up laughing, picked me up, and I was crying. I told him, it's not funny. But then, you know, after so long, I started to laugh about it too, you know.
But what is so long? What is that time period before you start laughing?
I would probably say about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It hit me square. Like, it couldn't have been a better shot. You know what I mean? But he's a right-handed batter, and he just wanted to try to hit left-handed.
Oh, he can hit.
It just so happened.
How long did that take to heal?
You know, I was pretty good to go after that day. It's just that the initial onset and everything was excruciating.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely excruciating.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. My buddy was a catcher. And, of course, you're always wearing a cup when you're a catcher. And he took a foul ball right to the square of the cup.
Right.
Did not break the cup, nothing like that. But he went down hard. I mean, they took him out of the game. And, So a couple days later, you know, we're kids and we're high schoolers. So, of course, in the showers after practice, Craig is showing everyone the purple ring that is green and purple all the way around the perimeter of where his cup protected him. Now, if he'd have taken a straight shot, obviously it would have been much worse. But even just to see the damage that was done by a square shot to a protective device was still, to me, like, damn, man, like that's intense.
Well, I mean, it's like a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
Like, the bullet might not pierce your skin, but like when they pull off the vest and you look at the chest, one thing everyone says is it still hurts.
Oh, yeah.
You just didn't
die.
His
you're still going to get knocked down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said it hurt more in between his backside and his front side.
Oh, down
so
the
it
gooch.
Was like more like just where you would sit down. Like,
which
that's
is
where
the worst.
That's where the majority of the pain was, as far as the entire bruising and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's just sitting down was a pain in the ass, no pun intended.
Yeah, I mean, my story is that, right, that guy, Ed, I won't say his last name, we were messing around wrestling, and he picked me up by my underwear, and they snapped. So I had two little marks on the bottom of the satchel, mm-hmm. and same thing, sitting down hurt, because it was right on the bottom.
Right. Would you rather just take a shot straight to the junk, which sucks, or get the underwear burned, like you said?
Oh, shot to the junk.
Yeah,
because that goes away. That was like 3 or 4 days of like, it was just hard to sit anywhere.
And then I would think just based on the temperature of where you are affects that. It sounds stupid, but like, look, man, if you have got any kind of cut or bruise to either your penis or your scrotum, if it's hot and they stretch out, you can feel it kind of ripping open.
Oh, yeah.
If it's been hot and it starts to shrink back up because it's getting cold, you can feel the thing breaking apart. It sucks, man.
Yep. Good or bad, what's the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Curtis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing, man?
We're doing great, man. Thank you.
First time caller, but listening to you from the start.
Okay, oh, thank you, man.
Talk about junk and you're here.
All right, so let me paint the picture. With work guys, we got our hands on some Diamond Club tickets for the Mariners game. Another baseball story, I know.
Nice.
Go. Yeah.
No, Diamond Club's awesome, dude. I've done it one time. I think Ted went first, and Ted's like, look, if you ever get the chance to go to Diamond Club, which I did not think I would, he's like, you got to take advantage. And I don't remember the scenario, but maybe the next season or something, I got one shot in Diamond Club, and I'm like, this is living, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is.
Candy dispensers, free popcorn,
oh, dude, everything.
Free food.
I had prime rib and shrimp for dinner.
Your typical baseball man.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. But anyway, so beers are flowing. Get to like the fifth inning. Everything's going good. Mariners are winning. Foul ball is hit directly behind home plate. Major league fly ball. Mile in the sky, right? About 10 feet from me to my left. And I'm like, it doesn't have a chance, you know. No worries. Well, it comes down and it hits the guide wire that holds the backstop. Like inch thick guide wire.
Yeah.
ricochets out of 45, directly hits me in the left, man.
Was this on television? I'm sure the game was televised.
I'm sure it was. It was against the Mets. I've had friends look, and I don't think you can see it, but I don't know.
Were you seated at the time, or were you standing?
I was sitting down with beer in my hand.
Oh, my God.
Did you drop your beer?
No, I didn't drop my beer. Initially, it didn't hurt that bad. Like, I thought I was fine, and then one of the people from the Diamond Club, you know, whatever they call them, but comes up to me, and I have to sign a release or whatever because I've been hit with a baseball. And as soon as I got up to walk, I almost fainted. Like, the pain hit me.
Yeah.
Trying to get me to talk and answer these questions. And I'm like, I am just trying to hold it together here. It was excruciating.
What kind of questions do they ask you? Obviously, the quick, you got hit by a ball, right? You got to sign all this crap. But, like, what are they asking you?
Are you okay? Do you want medical attention? Do you want all of it?
So they're not asking you to sign anything. Because my understanding is...
Oh, yeah. I had to sign some sort of release.
I just kind of assume when you bought that ticket, you understand the risk. You know, like, that's already taken care of as far as documentation.
And then when you actually get hit, they're probably like, let's double down on this just to make sure. Yeah. That's my guess. Anyway.
Man, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
Did you...
It swelled up, let me tell you guys.
How big did it get?
3 times, probably.
I let the Grinch's heart.
Did you get the ball?
I did.
All right. Okay. At least that happened. So did it stay in the seat or did it bounce off?
It bounced off and the lady in front of me got it and then they gave it to me, her husband. Her husband made her give it to me.
Is that because you recognized where it hit you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Everybody knew where it hit.
Oh, yeah, right. You earned that ball.
Okay. I did. But it's got to be on video somewhere. Someone's got footage of this.
I'm sure.
Probably Root Sports back in the day.
How long did the pain last? How long did the swelling last?
As my daughter said, I was walking like a cowboy for probably a week.
Cowboy.
Cowboy.
All right. Man, oh, man.
Good or bad, what's the best story involving your junk? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Reed. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, hola.
Hola.
This is a doozy. I was about 10 years old, lived on a farm. My job was the horse, so I had to feed it every night. The hay was across this muddy 6-foot passageway. On the other side was a thin iron wrought door. And so this night I decided I was going to be cute, and I visualized this plan in my head. I was going to leap across, grab the hay, throw that across, and then I was going to jump and in the midair grab this iron wrought door with my hand and pull it closed behind me. I gracefully landed in the passageway in order to feed the horse. Instead, and you can imagine, like, your legs in a V shape, I slammed my crotch straight into that middle of that iron door. And it was as bad as you can imagine. I stumbled to the ground. I remember laying there in the fetal position for about 5 minutes. And then I finally got the courage to, like, stick my hand down my pants, you know, just to kind of check it out. And I brought my hand out, and it was covered in blood.
Oh, no.
And funny enough, that's where the memory ends. I literally blocked it out. I did not and was not able to recall that incident for the next, like, 15 to 20 years. And if you're interested, the story...
what brought it back?
A little more to the story.
All right.
So when I grew up with adolescence and all that, I noticed there I had a curvature to my, you know, my part down there. And at first I just kind of thought it was a normal thing. But then I started to realize, well, no, this ain't quite normal. And, you know, I'm trying to figure this out, like... What could be causing this? And finally, I kind of pieced it together one day. This memory of that event when I was 10 came back to me, and I was like, well, yeah, that adds up. You know, these two things are probably connected to each other.
So did you kind of more or less break your penis, you think, and that's how it healed?
Yeah, I think I probably caused soft tissue damage and scarring to one side.
Gotcha. Right. So that's how it's going
to
lie.
Did you go to the hospital?
No, I think I felt like I was embarrassed, and I didn't tell anybody.
How old were you again?
I was just around 10.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, yep. Yeah. Yep. I mean, as an adult, you're like, take me to the hospital.
So, no kidding, yeah.
So you absolutely blocked this out of your mind, but the fact that it's shaped like a boomerang, you're kind of like, this is not right, and that's when it came back to you?
Yeah, essentially that's it.
Now, like, when you had relations with women, did they ever comment like, wow, that thing curves, looks like a snorkel?
So there's a medical term for it, so it's not an uncommon thing, apparently, and I can't.
Is that Peyronie's?
Yeah, that's the one.
But is Peyronie's, so I see the commercials for it, I don't have it, so I don't pay much attention. As far as Peyronie's goes, is this something genetic, or is it something more like your case where you've done some trauma to it, and then with the scar tissue, it just kind of grows at the curve?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm no medical expert, and I never really consulted anyone with about it. So I don't
just ask Bill Clinton.
But I don't understand exactly how it occurs. I'm going to guess that it can occur naturally, and there's probably a genetic component. And I would also guess that it's just sort of logical, right? Like,
I mean, yours is self-explanatory, right? We can guess what happened there. I was just wondering, is that the case with everyone that has Peyronie's, or is it genetic?
Yeah, I don't think it's that uncommon to have a curve.
No, I think everyone's curves a little bit. I think it's how severe the curve is. That seems to be the thing on those commercials.
Yeah.